This is an example. If you get nothing else from this, please, Christian, listen right now. If you switch off for the rest of the message, if you've already been asleep for what has been said already, please listen to this. In his sorrow, he worshipped God. I'm underlining this because I have already had to communicate to some of you since my arrival here, this very thing. You have hit hardship. And I have taken you right here. And I have encouraged you. Please, whatever you do, worship. Whatever you do. I don't know why this has happened. I don't have the answers. My office as pastor does not give me perfect insight into all the sovereign workings of God. I don't have any increased perception over what you might possess as to why things occur as they do. And you'll lift the phone and you'll want answers. You'll want me to have some special insight. And I, beloved, I won't always have it. But I beg you, in God's name I beg you, this is serious business. Because sorrows like this can derail you spiritually. Hardships like this can throw you off, and for years you could live derailed, walking out of step with God, angry with God, upset at God. Something happens, and you can't fathom why, and you live years. It has happened to countless believers. They live for years, unable to surrender to what God has done in their lives. And I am begging you for the welfare of your own soul and indeed your own eternity, when you don't know what God is doing, when you can't process what's happening, worship. Worship. It's always the right thing to worship. Always. He is always worthy of it. Always. And that's when faith rises. When everything's shattered. When your whole life has just been torn apart. And you don't know where to turn, and you're so broken, you can barely process the feelings. And the world seems empty, and words don't seem to help you. And everyone's kind and tender words seem to just fall, and they can't do anything for you. And he brings you there, and you need, Christian, you need to worship.